Welcome to this accessible and guided tour around the Pothohulia mining complex. Over the path that we propose to you, you'll be able to learn about the past and present of this mining complex firsthand from its main players, venturing inside some of the different buildings that make up the mine. As you can see, each one of the spaces to be visited has a sign that includes the name of the space and different QR codes that you can scan to continue listening to this audio guide. Throughout your visit, you'll be able to find out more about the workings and use of representative spaces, such as the lamp room, the compressor room, and the headframe, amongst others, while also learning about the work of the driller, the pickaxe miner, and the pit prop installer. But before embarking on this journey through Pothohulia, we'd like for you to get to know a little more about the mine's history. Belonging to the company Antracitas de Fabero, the construction of the Pothohulia mining shaft started in the year 1947. This three-story vertical shaft that reaches 275 meters in depth was accessed through a headframe with an elevator to transport both people and mining shuttle cars, and the image of said headframe and elevator is now the most identifiable of the mining complex. As will be explained later on in the visit, it was in this mining shaft in 1962 that the brush-based winning machine was first used in Spain, a modern piece of extraction machinery that increased yields and reduced the number of staff needed, while also representing a technological breakthrough in the mining sector. Still, coal reserves were gradually being depleted. The Pothohulia shaft closed in 1991, and Antracitas de Fabero had to lay workers off. A year later, the mines were forced to be closed completely or to be restructured. Later, in 2007, and under the direction of UMINSA, the facilities at the Pothohulia mining shaft fell into the hands of the City Hall of Fabero. The City Hall decided to turn the mining shaft into a space to showcase the realities of a mining industry that was momentous for the Fabero watershed. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank you for your visit, and we hope that this trip to our recent past allows you to share with us our appreciation and love for a mine that was, at one time, the past, present, and future of this municipality.